ACEC is excited to announce that registration is now open for its fall conference taking place in Marco Island, Florida, this October. That's right, after a year of Zoom and virtual meetings, we're excited to be bringing our fall conference back as an in-person event. And we can't tell you how excited we are to look forward to seeing you there in person for all of the content, networking, and education that the fall conference is known for. Log on to www.acec.org for more information. We can't wait to see you there.
Welcome to the Engineering Influence Podcast, presented by the American Council of Engineering Companies and sponsored by the ACEC Life Health Trust. Immediately after Hurricane Ida swept through Louisiana last month, leaving a trail of destruction, the Terracon Foundation, which is a corporate philanthropy initiative of ACEC member firm Terracon, made two $5,000 grants to food banks in Louisiana for food and supplies in the hardest hit communities. This is just the latest instance of the good work the foundation has done since its founding in 2008. And we wanted to know more about it. So on the program with us today are two leaders of the foundation. Scott Kaloji is the foundation chair. He is an environmental department manager and principal at Terracon and was appointed this year to the chair role after 3 years on the Terracon Foundation board. Christy Tomasian is the manager of the Terracon Foundation. She is the director of mergers and acquisitions at Terracon and a principal of the firm. She has served the Terracon Foundation in various roles, including a three-year term on the foundation board from 2014 to 2017. Well, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
So good. Just to start out, why did Terracon start the foundation?
Since the inception of Terracon in 1965, the company had a philanthropic culture. We had several endowments established. We were practiced at responding to natural disasters. And each of our offices handled charitable requests from local organizations. But I wouldn't have called it unified. However, like you mentioned, in 2008, our Terracon leadership formalized the giving culture by establishing a partnership with Greater Horizons, which is a national provider of charitable giving services. And that crucial step enabled Terracon to have the foundation with a longer term vision and a reach.
And what was the result of that formalizing process?
The result was really four main benefits. The first was the charitable giving program driven and managed by Terracon employees. It was pretty big, a huge concept that we really wanted to accomplish. The second benefit was the development of a strategic focus. We purposed to support programs on education and the built and natural environment. The third was a structured cycle where employees champion grants twice a year for nonprofit organizations, which they're personally involved. And then the fourth benefit, is probably the biggest of all, is the engagement of our employees who are excited about having the opportunity to be a part of giving grants to worthy organizations. And we also get a lot of employee feedback, which is used to expand or enhance those giving programs.
So what would be some examples perhaps of some employee requests?
Well, a few years ago, we started receiving requests for an employee matching gift program where our employees can donate and their donations will be matched regardless of the program focus. And we really want to meet our employees where their hearts and minds are engaged. And that's not always on education or the built and natural environment. And now we have a way with that matching gift program. And I'd say another good example in terms of employee feedback we've received and how we've responded is we expanded our employee dependent scholarship program to include certification programs and trade schools in addition to community colleges and universities.
And where does the foundation focus its giving?
Well, as Christy previously mentioned, our primary focus is funding programs related to education and the built and natural environment. But we've also designed the program to have a broad-based impact. And that really allows us to support a larger cross-section of the community and also promote employee engagement and involvement. And to accomplish this broad-based goal or concept, we really rely on a variety of funding mechanisms. And those can include different grants. We've got a variety of grants. We also have the employee matching gift program and the employee dependent scholarship programs I just mentioned. And we also have programs to support disaster relief, as you mentioned early on. And most recently, those have been used to support recovery efforts following Hurricane Ida and the earthquake in Haiti. So to get a little more into the grants though, we do have three primary grants that we rely upon pretty heavily, and they're really fundamental to our program. Those include community grants, university grants, and national partner grant. And I'll touch a little bit on each of those real quickly. From a community grants perspective, those are great because they can be championed by any employee owner or a nonprofit program meeting the education or built a natural environment criteria. And these are wide ranging. These are all across the country, big organizations, small organizations, just everywhere. It's great. And some examples of the funding, the funding's gone to a variety of things. We've helped develop community gardens. We've helped install adaptive playground equipment for public schools. We've helped fund STEM programs at different Title I schools across the country. It's gone towards developing walking, biking, and hiking trails, even refurbishing of theaters and observatories. So just a broad range, as well as a lot of education at various schools in the public on conservation, a lot of programs that are geared towards conservation. So there's so many noteworthy organizations out there, and we just can't list them all. But I will say one thing, they're all doing great work on limited budgets.
That's a lot of breadth there.
Yeah, quite a bit. And then in terms of a couple of the other elements we have on grants, and I'll have them like pretty briefly here, university grants, those are also championed by our employee owners. So we like to see our employee owners engaged with those universities. They support a variety of funding, fundamentally scholarships and fellowships. Those are a big deal. But we've also supported programs, buildings, and specialized equipment. And we've also supported university chapters, for example, Engineers Without Borders and Society of Women Engineers. But I'll say of the different grants we offer, the one we're most proud of is our National Partner Grants. And those are similar to the community grants in general, kind of in terms of our core criteria. They're also championed by our employee owners, but they're funded at a level of $20,000 to $50,000, which right now is the largest TerraCon grant available.
And what on those National Partner Grants, who are some of the recipients?
Oh, it's actually an exciting and diverse group of recipients. This year, our national partner is the 50K Coalition, which is a collaborative of more than 40 organizations focused on a bold goal of producing 50,000 diverse engineering graduates annually by 2025. I mean, that's a huge win for our industry. But we've also partnered with the Deep Foundations Institute to support education of students seeking degrees in our industry, Engineers Without Borders, Girl Scouts and their STEM programs, ACE Mentor program, which if you're not familiar, supports high school students pursuing careers in architecture, engineering, construction. We really kind of cross the barrier there because we get the education component and we get our industry focus, and we love that. But frankly, all of our national partners over the years have been amazing organizations doing equally impressive work across the country, and we're proud to support their efforts.
How do you fund the foundation?
It's pretty simple, actually. Each year, we take a percentage of our company profits, and that's actually approved by the TerraCon Board of Directors to fund the foundation. So it's really an annual budget based on profit, and that percentage can vary from year to year.
And then how do you determine the grant recipients?
Well, the TerraCon Foundation Board plays a key role. We meet twice a year to review applications, our employees submit these applications. So these are employee champion grants. We meet twice a year for the community and university grants. And that's after they're vetted by our partner, Greater Horizons. They're great to work with. They actually take in the applications. They do review them for the core eligibility criteria. They actually provide recommendations to the board. And that way we get a nice concise package with a lot of detail attached that we can go through and really inform our decisions. And once the board establishes that the basic criteria have been met, it's really as simple as a board decision regarding whether to fund and to decide on the level of funding. And then we vote and majority wins. And the most fun part about that is we have some really sometimes heated, but always positive and good discussions. And everybody's very passionate on the board. So that's probably the most fun part of the process. I'd say for national partner grants, those are a little different. We consider candidates throughout the year. We're always on the search for good candidates. We have candidates that are interested in the program. We kind of accumulate those over some time. And then once a year, we send invitations to organizations who meet the criteria and who are interested. And then those organizations will actually present to the board in the fall. So we look at the application as well as take their presentation into account and see who's going to get that national partner grant that year. And then for employee-dependent scholarships, it is slightly different on that one. We really rely on Greater Horizons, our partner, to receive, review, and advise on those applications and really administer that process. And the TerraCon Foundation Board actually doesn't see the applications for the employee-dependent scholarships. We simply vote on the number of scholarships to approve. And, you know, all things being said, I think the great part is the employee owners serving on our board are very engaged in the process. Like I said, we have some really heated and good discussions. It's basically working closely together to make sure we can be proud of the decisions we arrive at. And, you know, I would say all of our board members really see the role as a privilege and one that comes with a high degree of responsibility.
It does seem that you really do include the employees throughout this the foundation's. What kind of impact do you think the foundation has had on your firm?
We talked about it in the benefits, but it's applicable here too. The coworkers, our coworkers value the opportunities to support their communities in a meaningful way. They appreciate being heard, and they like to offer suggestions or requests. And, you know, at literally every level of employee at Terracon has championed grants. And with 5,000 employees, that's a huge impact.
It's very impressive. And I mean, over the past 18 months, we've sort of been in the grips of COVID and such. Has the foundation learned anything through this period?
Whole new education. So much to learn. The pandemic resulted in new opportunities to fund programs that desperately needed financial assistance. One really great example is an organization called Everyone On that we weren't aware of before the pandemic. And their mission is to connect families in underserved communities with internet access, computers, and classes to learn computer skills. So when schooling went remote, how many children didn't have access to those tools that most of us take advantage of every day? And Everyone On really worked tirelessly to fill that gap. And we were so impressed by that. And we never heard of them before. It's always a learning opportunity.
It's great.
And I'll add to what Christy said there. It also has an education focus. And to kind of take it a little bit back, we noticed that some of our own coworkers struggled with remote work and the feelings of isolation, right? It's a different world. And with schools restarting again this fall, and in some cases, really, it was the first time for certain kids to go back to school, depending upon where you were. We saw that we had a unique opportunity to unite our employees in a company-wide campaign, really across the country, to fund back-to-school supplies and support through a great organization named the Kids in Need Foundation. And in some cases, we had local offices that wanted to support their own local schools. But you know, across the country, we came together and we had a nationwide campaign. We leveraged those foundation funds from our matching gift program and a campaign kind of focus and really had an excellent response and got Kids in Need a lot of support. And really, it was getting an excellent response by really creating an opportunity for all of us to play a part together in meeting a universal need in trying times.
I think that's a great place to end. I mean, that's just like such great work you guys are doing. It's really impressive. It's good for our industry and obviously good for the company. So thank you both. And you've been listening to the Engineering Influence Podcast presented by ACC and sponsored by the ACC Life Health Trust.